Athabasca. An Athabasca County councillor and former fire chief of the Wandering River Fire Department has issued an apology following an investigation into his conduct while he was chief. At Athabasca County's August 9 regular meeting, a motion was made to compel Count Gary Cromwell to make an apology related to the code of conduct complaints and that he take workplace violence and discrimination and harassment training with proof of completion by December 31. Moved by Count Ashton Anderson that council direct Count Cromwell to issue a formal verbal public apology at the next regular county council meeting related to the code of conduct complaints received, and further, that Count Cromwell take workplace violence, discrimination and harassment training, and provide proof of completion by December 31, 2022, the motion read. At the top of the regular meeting on August 25, Cromwell read a prepared apology. I would like to offer my sincere apology to Director of Agriculture and Community Services, Don Phillips, as per our discussion in closed session August 9. When we personally spoke, it was not my intention to create any hardship or feeling of mistrust, Cromwell said. I will endeavor to continue to work towards being a better version of myself each every day and to move forward in a positive way. I look forward to a strong work relationship, a long work relationship where our effort will service our community well. To all of my peers, I also offer an apology for the added stress and time this has caused. I ask you for your forgiveness and thank you for your time. Count Anderson immediately made a motion to accept that Cromwell had completed what was asked of him by way of the apology, which was accepted by a vote of 8-1, with Count Joe Gerlach voting against. There was no further discussion by council on the required training. Phillips was not present in the room for the apology but was aware of it. However, she declined to comment, saying in an August 26 email she wanted to put it in the past. Reeve Brian Hall concurred in an August 27 phone call. Council acknowledged that Count Cromwell completed what was asked of him, and I believe that council would like to move on and focus on the other work that we need to take care of, said Hall. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca